Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I thank you for your flexibility in calling in and supporting us, because one of the things that I want to make sure that we do is that we either will start at 7 a.m. or we will start as late as 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And the reason why we're going to be flexible like that is because sometimes we will be on the air, myself and Minister Sheila, or we will be featuring other ministries. I was hoping today that we would be able to feature Apostle Sandra Thomas with some of the things that she does on Facebook and show you her. So she's on the air, and I will be going live with her this morning. So thank you once again for your flexibility. Let's go live with Apostle Sandra Thomas.
Get that bagel ready. Great. Oh, my God. Here it is. I'm on the side. My cousin, Minister Margaret McCoy, and Kiki, are about to share a quick word of the gospel with our heart. And we know that you're going to be blessed today. Going to thank God that your chosen to minister or your pastor. Will bring a word from the Lord. I love those hearts. I love those hearts. I thank God for my cousin, Carmelita. I thank God for my cousin Cecilia and each and every one of you. God has been so good. Yesterday I shared, I had the privilege of talking to my oldest granddaughter, Taylor. She's sitting up and she's just starting to talk again. Oh, my God, do I appreciate you all. You will never know. You will never know. Is my sound okay? Because sometimes when I go back to listen, guys, it doesn't sound as, you know, good as I would like for it. One time I went back to listen, and it sounded so, you know, low. And so if I'm sounding okay, send me some thumbs up. Praise the Lord. Send me some thumbs up. Amen, that I know that you are hearing me well, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Yes, as I was saying, I talked with my granddaughter on yesterday, and she said, Grandma, I love you, and thank you all for praying for me, Grandma, and keep praying for me. Oh, the tears were just running down my face, just thinking about how great our God really is, how great. He really is. I talked with her mom, and I've been praying for her mom as well, because it's nothing like, you know, the mother, especially, we know the dad as well, right? But for the mother, you know, to look at that child that she has brought into this world, and to see them harmed in any type of way can be heartbreaking. So we thank God for Kendra Shaw Norris, her mom, and we just thank God for the strength that he has given her. Praise God and her sister and the whole family. Thank God. We have to pray for one another. Hold each other up. Thank God. I see my nephew Paul on the line. Amen. Share it with someone. Praise God. Woman of God, Marilyn. And then thank you for praying for me. Pray for one another. Pray for unveiling much. Thank God for Pastor Troy. When I realized that I was in a battle for my life, the enemy said, oh, don't tell anybody, you know, just keep it to yourself, just pray, and, you know, and God said to me, he said, you know, he said, there is help in the sanctuary. Thank God that we can pray for one another. Thank God for Pastor Antoine, who's here from Florida. Thank God. I'm just about the goodness of the Lord and the things that he is doing in our lives. Thank God for my son, Minister Mark. You guys keep praying for us. That's why I keep praying for you. And I'm not going to hold on ever, ever in the sense of keeping you, because I know that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord. Praise God for my daughter Nell on the line. And praying for Kathy Kendall, who lost her dad. And we're praying for her. And God is just good. And I praise him, from whom all blessings come. And some help here. I got camera people that's trying to help us out. Praise the Lord. See what I'm talking about? I'm not gonna put this person on camera, but I'm gonna stop the music just for a moment. And I'm always learning how to do things. I am going to ask one of the people for me, my voice is that. But yesterday I kept hearing the song, and I know pastors for sharing it, put the thumbs up and the hearts and everything, and tell them I'm live. Praise the Lord, I'm live, and I thank God yet to be in the land of the living because of the goodness of the Lord and no goodness of my own. And praying for my cousin Matilda Day, Mother Matilda Day. I heard that she's doing so much better and family, thank God. And I just kept hearing this little, that one line, thank God for Pat, thank God for you, and don't give up on God. My brother-in-law, I call him Eric, Will. I love him too. And he won't give up on you. Hallelujah. Let's not give up on God. And I kept just hearing that praise. Don't give up on God. And you would think, you know, I thought about it and I kept hearing the praise. I said, who would give up on God? Who would give up on God? But there are sometimes the things that we go through, the trials that we face, that sometimes we wonder, is God with you? Is he still here? Does he know? Does he see? What he does? But he does. So tell somebody, share it with someone, because he surely won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. You know, I changed keys about that. But anyway, they have to buy them all.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I wanted to us to listen in to Apostle Sandra Thomas, but the volume is very low, and I'm not quite sure if you could hear her clearly. I can't. Minister Sheila, are you able to hear Apostle Sandra at all?
It's very low. I mean, you can barely hear her, but you can, but it's not really where you can hear or understand what she's saying.
Okay, with that being said, I would just ask everyone that's on the line if you could listen to her on Facebook, and that we will come back to trying to see if we can upload it on Facebook. So with that, Minister Sheila, are you able to pray, or you want me to start off with prayer?
Could you really start right now? Could you start now? Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Father God, we magnify you and we glorify you. Sheila, can you hear them now? Can you hear them better? Because I don't want to be playing and this in the background at the same time. So what about now?
Better.
Okay, so let me know when you can't hear them and then we'll start with prayer.
Don't you bow. Don't feel. He'll bring you out. you. Don't give up on love. Tell somebody we're lying. Won't give up on you. Don't give up on God. Give up on God. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. He's able. He's able.
He's
able. Oh, folks, you can say, I'm going through. I'm going. I'll pay the price. Whatever others do, I'll take the way of the Lord. Despite you, I've started with Jesus, and I'm going. Marshall, but God gave Jonah. You know, it's something when you decide. disobedient and you decide that you're not going to do what God told you to do. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. But God, in his mercy, decides to get a hold of us and say, no, you're going to do just what I told you to do. My God. Oh, he's an awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. And then I was reminded of, we call him Doubting Thomas. And Thomas, I would say, in this same light, he gives up in the sense of believing. When Jesus shows himself to the other disciples, Thomas was not there. So when Thomas does encounter Jesus, he decides, well, this is not really Jesus. And unless I can see it for myself, and unless I can do this particular thing, I'm not going to accept that this is. And what does Jesus do? He says, well, look, he could have walked away and said, well, too bad. If you won't accept that I'm Jesus, well, oh, well, there are others that will. There are others that do. But he won't give up on us. So what he did was he decided to allow Thomas to put his hand in his side. Oh, come on, somebody. Tell somebody we're live today. Don't you give up on God, because he won't give up on you. So then Thomas decides, well, you know, I'm not going to believe that. And, well, let's go back. So Jesus decides to allow Thomas to place his hand in the wound that was in his side, in the scars that was in his hand. And then he tells Thomas, well, some won't see, but they'll believe. My God, and often we can preach this in the negative, in the sense of Thomas would not walk in that place where he would accept his brethren's announcement that indeed this is Jesus. And the love of our Savior decides, I'm going to let you put your hand in my side where they pierce me. I'm going to let you place your hand that's in my hand. Isn't that awesome? That God would love us like that? That when we give up, when we stop believing, my God, that he has that type of love for us, that type of mercy for us, that he says, okay, come on, come on, come on, come on, I want you to know. I want you to believe. More blessed are those that haven't seen it, though. But nevertheless, he did not decide to exclude Thomas. Thank God. Oh, I bless his name. Glory. That he decided not to exclude us when we couldn't believe. Even today, some are having a difficult time going through different tests, different trials, facing tribulation. And we've thrown in the towel, somebody that's listening this morning, and say, all right, I can't go any further. I'm giving up. Do you hear me? I'm giving up. I can't go any further. But there is a way, because of the love of God, that he won't give up on you. There's a way that he knows how to get our undivided attention. Woo, glory to God. Oh, I know you hear me. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. So many times, I know you've experienced it. I've experienced God in his love and his mercy. He finds a way to let us know I'm still God. And beside me, there is no other. Woo, glory. He's God. He's God. It's not because of our work, lest any man should boast. It's not because of our greatness. Jonah said, I'm not going. Thomas said, I'm not going to hear you. I don't believe you. And God, in his love and in his mercy, ooh, somebody say, thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy, that he today when you walk into the house of God and you're ready to give him praise, remember this. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Praise God. Our God is long-suffering. He's gentle. He's kind. Ooh, and he's patient. Ah, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, I bless you today in the name of Jesus. Again, don't you give up on God, because he won't give up on you. This afternoon, I will be with Pastor Robert and Lee LaShonda. Mess up names, y'all. Terrible name. My son and my daughter in the Lord. I will be with them in Aurora, Illinois at 4 o'clock sharp. This afternoon, we will be at Living Rivers Family Worship Center at 664 Wood Street in Aurora, Illinois. I'm going to be looking for some of you. We don't have the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all going to walk out that church talking about the roof is on fire. Yeah. But greater than that, your soul going to be on fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until we see you this afternoon and next time on live, I love you with the love of the Lord. Tell somebody.
Father God, for never giving up on us. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you shall do. Father God, if it had not been for you on my side, I would have been lost. Thank you that when my heart was overwhelmed, I could go to the rock. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my everything. Thank you for being my God. Father God, I thank you for when others would say this or that, that you've taught me, God, to hear your voice and to hear your word. Thank you, God, that you remind me that you have the heart of the king in your hand, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the Lord. For God, we thank you for some of the weapons that form are the naysayers. Some of the weapons that form are people's opinions about you, God, about your people. Some of the weapons that form, God, is doubt. Some of the weapons that form, God, is people in their disobedience trying to apply it to us. Help us, God, to stay focused and not to worry about what other people are thinking or saying, God, but to worry not and to fret not, but to always pray. Help us to have our hope and our assurance in and on you. God, many are so worried about who's saying what or who's thinking what. They're people pleasers, God. Transition us, shift us into being God pleasers, God chasers. You, the one and true and living God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for your virtue of grace and mercy and love and the gift of salvation that you've given and afforded to every man, woman, boy, and girl. God, we thank you that there is no one in humankind that doesn't have an opportunity to serve you, to be reconciled back unto you, to be restored back unto you because of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for Jesus. God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for you, Father God, for you existing and you being a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for our hope in you and our assurance and confidence in you. Thank you that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. To be pleasing in your sight, Father God, as Apostle Sandra Thomas was preaching and teaching on today, it's not about our agenda and our motives, but it's about where and what you're saying. Your purpose and your destiny for us, God. God, we thank you for the seasons that you have us in. We thank you for the places that you have us in. We thank you for the lessons and testing that you give us. God, we thank you for your love. Your love is not like mankind's love. Man's kind love can be off and on, wishy-washy and wavering. We thank you, God, for your love and your commitment to us. We thank you for teaching us to be just as committed and loyal to you as you are to us, for you are our greatest example. Thank you, God, for many of the afflictions of the righteous, that you deliver us out of them all. We thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Blessings of joy, peace, unity, of knowing you, the blessing of being able to meditate on your word day and night, even the blessing of correction so that we have the ability to not be going in the wrong direction and just keep going there, for you will give us an opportunity to get it right. God, we thank you for teaching us to pray about you, to talk about you. God, many people spend so much time talking about the problem and the issue instead of the God that's greater than any problem or issue. Father God, I heard a psalmist say on the other day that a lot of the songs that are being sung emphasize the problem and the issue. And that someone said they don't listen to gospel, country, and blues because all it does is talk about the problem. And God, on a lot of hands, that's true. Teach us, God, that our very conversations, the messages that we preach, the things that we teach, the life that we live, that we're walking epistles read of man, that should point us to your greatness, not to the problem and the issue, God, but to your greatness, to the healing virtue of the blood of Jesus, to the healing virtue of the stripes of Jesus, to the power in the name of Jesus that's greater than anything, any problem, any issue, any concern, God. God, teach us. Great is our God. You're great. You're wonderful. Words can't even express how wonderful you are, God. Help us to spend our time praising you and worshiping you, glorifying you, God, lifting up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. God, we know that you're the answer. We know that you're the problem solved. We know that you're the resolution. God, we know that you're everything. But teach us, God, how to declare it, how to proclaim it, how to decree a thing about you, God, according to your word. Let's preach about the greatness of God. Let's preach preach about the faithfulness of God. Let's preach and teach about the mercy and the hope in God. Father God, help us to sing songs of praise and prayers about your greatness. Father God, so many times we come before you, even in prayer, and 90% or more, or even if it's less, is about the problem instead of the problem solver. Forgive us, Lord, more than you. For God, even when we acknowledge your greatness, if we speak 100 words and 90 of them are about the problem, we need to check ourselves, God, and say and see and examine and investigate and research our hearts to see, do we really believe in your greatness? Do we really declare and decree how great you are? Do we really declare and decree the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ? Many people are coming to the pity parties, God. There appears to be more people at the pity parties than at the praise and worship party, because people want to compare whose stuff is worse than the other. God, switch us, transform us, change us, shift us, transition us to the people of praise. For when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Where there's two or three gathered in your name, God, you're in the midst. Teach us how to praise you. Not that we're trying to act like something didn't happen or that it isn't there, but God, there's a way to talk about it. We could talk about this is happening and that is happening and this went down and that went down and this went this way and that went that way. But God, if we change it and we shift it to, Father God, we know that you are a problem solver. Father God, we know that you'll eradicate and obliterate and annihilate any and everything that is coming our way to try to make us lose our focus, that's trying to make us belittle your greatness. God, if we change it around, God, it talks about how great you are. Father God, help us not to be in a ministry or a lifestyle or a conversation or even a gathering or a group of people that are pessimistic, that are negative, that are speaking about everything that's going wrong instead of everything that's went right. For even if we look at what's going on in our lives, God, there's many, many, many people that would like to have our testimony. Somebody would like to have a car that we're driving, and we thank you for that car. Ah, somebody would like to be able to walk, God, and we thank you because you're the God that gave us the ability to walk. God, we thank you for being the God that gave us the income and the wealth and the many blessings. We thank you for being the God that gave us the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for being the God that has taught us that you've already given us the joy unspeakable in the midst of any and every circumstance. God, we thank you for teaching us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We thank you for your Word is everlasting and eternal. We thank you that your Word reminds us that not only are you he that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High, but that you said that many shall fall at our left hand and our right hand, but it won't come nigh us. So we thank you for your angels of protection that are encamped all around us, God. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us to be those that enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We praise you. We adore you. We exalt you, God. We extol you, God. Thank you for teaching us that it's all about your greatness. Thank you for humbling us, God, to show us that it's all about your greatness. God, obliterate and annihilate and destroy the pity parties that we've been having or trying to have or we're planning to have. But God, put us to a place that we lift you up in every area of our lives. Every fiber of our total being lifts you up, God. You're great. We're singing the song, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All sing, how great is our God. Help us to sing it, God. In every fiber of our total being, to sing how great you are. Anoint us to sing and to speak and to preach about your greatness. God, your word talks about heaven and your word talks about hell. God, and we know that they're real. They're those everlasting and eternal places. But God, some people are living in and on this earth that we're only pilgrims passing through. And all they're thinking about and speaking about is what's wrong in their lives. Help us to thank you for the food, for your word says, our Father, which art in heaven. Transition us to seeing that you're God, you're sovereign. Yes, for our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Teach us to pray about the reverencing of your name, the fear of the name of Jesus, the fear of the name of God, the one and only true and living God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We're praising that your kingdom is coming. Even come quickly, Lord Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. God, we're praising and we're worshiping that we thank you for your will being done, God. For it's not about our will, but your will be done. Be it unto us according to your word, God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven and in earth, God, in this earth, God. We thank you for your unity that you've given us. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for where you've brought us to and where you brought us from, God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, God. Help us to thank you for the daily bread. For the food, for the shelter, for the transportation, God, for the ability to talk, the ability to walk, the ability to move, the ability to have a job, the ability to give others jobs, the ability to be praisers, the ability to be worshipers, the ability to be business owners, the ability to be presidents and the CEOs and CFOs, the ability to be apostles and teachers, the ability to be preachers and ministers, the ability to be evangelists and ministers, God, teach. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses that we forgive others. God, the gift of forgiveness. My God, my God. Teach us to be forgivers, for you'll forgive us just as we forgive others. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your will in our lives, in every area of our lives. Thank you for making us God pleasers. Many people are disappointed in this or that because of what they want. Or who they want to do whatever and what they think. But God, thank you that we're all walking in our destiny and our purpose based on what you want us to do. And we understand that winter is winter, spring is spring, summer is summer, and fall is fall. Just like we need to understand that sometimes people's seasons in our lives is over, and sometimes our season is temporary, and sometimes that season is over in our lives because we made them our God. Many times leaders have made people our God. Many times followers have made people our God. Many times people have made money and things their God. Bring us back to knowing that you are God, the one and only true and living God. We glorify you and we magnify you for being God, all-knowing God, forever present God, all-powerful, all-strength belongs to you, God, for being our Jehovah Nissi, the banner, the victory in our lives. Teach us how to be victorious people in you, God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Help us to live according to your purpose and your destiny. And we thank you for it. Ah, God, we thank you for the joy of your will in our lives. We thank you for the peace. And knowing that you're teaching us your ways, for your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But God, we can come to you, and you will lead us and guide us in all truth. Thank you, God, for sending us your Holy Spirit. Ah, thank you for conviction. Thank you for peace. Thank you, God. The restorer, Gonzalez. Thank you for the degrees that you give us. Thank you for the education and the academics that you give us. Thank you for the houses and the land that you give us. Thank you for the material things that you give us, God. But our life has to be focused and centered and driven by the relationship and the fellowship that you've given us with you, God. We ask you, God, to put the priests and the leaders in the place of them knowing that we no longer need their permission and them to open the door for us, because Jesus is the way. Idolatry puts things and people in that position of being the way, of needing to wait for instructions from mankind. Teach us that the preachers and the teachers have their role to play, and we're also thankful for you allowing us to be your preachers and your teachers. But God, don't let us get in the way. Don't let the people worship us. And don't let us worship any person in making them our way. Many people have people that have financially been there for them, God, that if they don't watch out, God, that person becomes their God. That person becomes their source instead of you. God, not only from the leadership, to the pulpit, to the pews, but let us, none of us outside the church, in the church, make people our gods. Not even the president, not even the queen, not even the king, but God, you are our source. You are our everything. We glorify you and we thank you for being our everything. For being our God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We thank you for that foundational scripture in Matthew 6:33 that you've given, Smile 3E. To live by, to decree and declare. For it says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we agree with everything Apostle Sandra Thomas was teaching on and thinking about on today. Prayer that you've had me to pray. We're in agreement with your Holy Spirit. We're in agreement with your word. Jesus, from the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we're in agreement with you, Father God, in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Sheila, did you have anything you wanted to share?
No, I just wanted to give honor to God for blessing me for another day to be alive and to bless us all. And I thank you for that mighty, powerful prayer. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for without you, I would not be. And I want to tell everyone, without him, we will be nothing, we are nothing, we will have nothing. So you need to worship the Lord God, our Father, and understand he is the one and the only one. And you should never go without saying thank you, because it's a day that's not promised that he decided to let you have. Just pray for all of us and our families and our whereabouts, our jobs, and our life to let us understand God is the one. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank each and every one of you for calling in. I thank you for each and every one of you for listening on today. I thank you even for those that are going to listen to the archive service for today. I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas for being that person that gave us a message on today, and that is also going to be ministering in the Chicago area, so please make sure you get over there to support her. I thank you for everything that our, and when I say I thank you, I'm talking about God. I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing at First Baptist of Glen Harden with my pastor, Jenkins. I thank you for everything that you're doing in Minister Sheila's life to draw closer unto you. And I thank you for even what you're doing in my life to draw me closer to you, Father God. Thank you for keeping us teachable, Father God. And thank you for the listeners having a heart to support Smile3E based on your destiny and your purpose that you've given Smile3E. So I thank God, and I thank you all for you. I oftentimes hear the bus drivers say this, that you could have taken any other mode of transportation, but you decided to take that particular mode of transportation. So on today, you could have listened to any other program or any other vehicle to bless your soul, but you chose Smile3E, and we take it not for granted, and we thank God for the ability to come before you on today, or whatever day that you're listening to this prayer and message. So thank you for your prayers and your support. So until tomorrow, when it's Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon, don't forget that's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So bye-bye, and we love you. And Jesus loves you too. And everything is sealed with the blood of Jesus, the unctioning and the guiding of his Holy Spirit, and God himself. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.